This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Russia is claiming Ukraine launched its biggest ever drone attack on Moscow Tuesday, but said its air defenses destroyed all 8 drones that entered Moscow's airspace. It brings the 15-month war in Ukraine to the heart of Russia's capital. Meanwhile, Kyiv was also hit by air for the third time in 24 hours. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
One politician branded it the worst attack on the capital since World War II. The incident coincided with the latest wave of airstrikes on Kyiv, marking a moment where both capitals were hit on the same day. Some of Moscow's most prestigious areas were reportedly hit by drone debris, including Leninsky Prospect, a grand avenue crafted under Joseph Stalin, and an elite area of western Moscow, where President Vladimir Putin has a residence. The capital's mayor said 2 people were injured and 1 hospitalized in the early morning attack. A Ukrainian official denied Kyiv's involvement in the Moscow attack, but said Ukraine was enjoying watching the strike and forecast more to come. Across the border, Kyiv was hit on Tuesday for the 3rd time in 24 hours and for the 17th time in May.
That's Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reporting. There's activity at Ukraine's Kharkiv Institute of Physics and Technology, but it's not what scientists at the cutting-edge nuclear laboratory are trained for. Staff at the Atomic Research Lab in northeastern Ukraine spend their days patching up the facility, which has been badly damaged by repeated Russian strikes. Both Ukraine and the International Atomic Energy Agency accuse Russia of targeting the facility, set up with U.S. money to conduct nuclear research. The one positive note is that there has been no release of radiation from the lab's small experimental reactor. The general director of the Institute's National Science Center says the damage is significant, but they're doing their best to do repairs on their own. This is VOA News.